This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and this week we are talking to a few different people. I have Liza Fry on the phone. She's the administrator for Catholic Charities Head Start. In the studio with me, Karen Eady, program director, My Sister's Place Women's Center, and Anthony Blake Clark, music director, Baltimore Choral Arts Society. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Liza Fry, let's start with you. We're talking all about Catholic Charities Christmas Festival at the Basilica. But tell me all about what you do for Catholic Charities Head Start and what Catholic Charities Head Start is all about.
Well, Catholic Charities operates Head Start and Early Head Start programs in three different areas. One in Baltimore City, where we have Head Start programs. One in Harford County, where we have Early Head Start programs. And one in Carroll County, where we have Head Start and Early Head Start programs. For this situation, we're looking at our Head Start programs in the city of Baltimore, and I support and oversee all of the Head Start and Early Head Start programs that Catholic Charities operates. So we have 14 different centers in the city where we serve children aged 3 to 5 and their families in early learning programs and lots of other things that we do.
So when you say Head Start, exactly what does that mean? What does that entail? This is right. All about education for children.
It is. Head Start is an early learning and developmental program for at-risk children aged 3 to 5 and their families. A lot of folks don't really know about the family aspect of what we do, but it's very important. We help those young children, all from low-income families, to prepare to succeed in school through local programming that we do. And to do that, we promote kids' development by providing services that support early learning and health and family well-being in our programs.
Karen Eady, the program director for My Sister's Place Women's Center. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
Please tell me all about your role and all about your organization, My Sister's Place Women's Center.
Sure. So as the program director for My Sister's Place Women's Center, I oversee our day shelter. Our day shelter for women is low barrier. We're open 365 days a year, 7 days a week, and we provide three hot meals and so much more for any woman that is experiencing homelessness.
Wow. Okay. And where are you located?
We're right on West Franklin Street in the city. We also have a component, My Sister's Place Lodge, which is a transitional home for women, 17-bed shelter that we make a 2-year commitment to help them not experience homelessness anymore. And the goal is to get permanent supportive housing.
Is there a wait list for that?
There is currently a wait list. Housing is very difficult to sort of get into in the city. But really the center where we focus most of our attention on, we serve over 50,000 meals a year.
That's unbelievable. And Anthony Blake Clark, music director, Baltimore Choral Arts Society. Hi.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're thrilled. Thanks for being here. Tell me all about it.
So, well, let me just start by saying I have the best job in the world. I get to make music with 120 of my favorite people every week. So the Baltimore Choral Arts Society is a symphonic style chorus, meaning that we exist to promote and sustain the art of choral music in sort of the Western symphonic and choral masterwork tradition. Between our radio broadcasts and our video concerts that are broadcast on television and our live audience concerts, we have a reach every year of about 100,000 people. And I would say that we are certainly Maryland's premier symphonic chorus. We do about 25 concerts a year, I'd say. A key element of what we do are our subscription concerts that I conduct. But of course, we also collaborate with the Baltimore Symphony and the Maryland Symphony Orchestra. And often we sing with the Naval Academy and in Annapolis and around the D.C. area. And another major thing that we do as Baltimore Choral Arts Society is we partner with schools, two in particular right now, that have limited resources in their school districts and at home to sort of promote singing and how singing can become a community for you and for your family and for your friends at school, and how it's really, truly a lifelong sport. You can sing all your life and you'll never be lonely. You'll find instant community. And that's the sort of thing that we promote. But of course, our concert life is very busy and hectic. And that's sort of our main focus, is just creating beauty in the world by singing together and performing great music for Maryland audiences.
I love that you say that it's a sport, because it is. It's a workout for your vocal cords.
It is. It's very it's very athletic, and it very much has to do with the anatomy of your vocal cords and your whole body, really. And it's most singers tell me that they're exhausted after my rehearsals. So I think it is a true workout. I mean, it certainly makes you breathe. It makes your heartbeat faster. And of course, you're working out a number of muscles that you don't even necessarily think about when you're just singing on the along with the radio in the car. It's a true sort of whole body experience.
Yes, and sometimes an out of body experience.
Exactly. that's the hope.
That is the hope. Back to you, Karen. What is it about My Sister's Place Women's Center that's different from other organizations?
I think the biggest thing is that we are the only Women's Day shelter in Maryland, meaning we only serve women, so we're very unique in that capacity. And in addition, we're low barrier, which means that any woman experiencing homelessness, there aren't any qualifications, you can come in and receive services. So that's very unique to our program.
Really? So, okay. So just in the terms that if you don't have a bed to sleep in at night, that your place is the place to go.
So we're considered a day shelter. So right. A lot of shelters require those who stay there to leave during the day hours, and then they can come back during the night. So what My Sister's Place Women's Center provides is somewhere to be during the day. Because if you're truly homeless, you know, it's safer to be indoors. And so that's what My Sister's Place Women's Center offers, is a safe place and so much more to be able to offer to women of our city.
Now, talk about some of the resources that you have in your center. Do you assist with maybe helping these women get back out into the workforce?
Absolutely. So at the very basic level, as I mentioned, we provide meals for the ladies, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you can also take a shower there. You can also wash your clothes there. And all the things that you think and you take for granted when you don't have a home, you can do at My Sister's Place.
Wow.
But the sort of added benefit is we also have case management there who help find housing and employment for our ladies. We have behavioral health there. We have substance abuse counselors there as well. We have workshops. We have internships where our ladies can learn either a clerical or a culinary track and hopefully gain employment and some skills. So we have, it's a one-stop shop, I like to call it. So if you want to take advantage of it, it's there for you.
That is wonderful. Over to Liza Fry. Head Start is typically a government-funded program. You have 14 Head Start and early Head Start locations in Baltimore City. What are some of the services Catholic Charities Head Start of Baltimore City provides that aren't funded by federal or state dollars?
Well, we are federally funded, but that funding really is a basic funding, and it doesn't fully cover all the operational costs or the in-kind match that we're required to have to really run a high-quality program for children and their families in Baltimore. So our funding from Catholic Charities helps us to provide everything from educational curriculum items in STEM and math and the arts, to training for teachers, to school supplies, to playgrounds, to mental health supports, and to parent training. So Catholic Charities' contributions to our program really support every aspect of the programming. And so that means early learning and health and family well-being initiatives are all supported by Catholic Charities.
And how important are those roles playing out in the schools?
Oh, so important, because we know that being involved in Head Start means that children's readiness for school and beyond is fostered because of individualized learning experiences in those Baltimore classrooms. And because we have really great relationships with adults in our programs, we play and plan and have both planned and spontaneous instruction. Children's progress, it happens in social skills and emotional well-being. well-being so important for school success, along with that language and literacy and concept development. Every child's physical and emotional development is supported so that they have a medical and dental home, so that they can fully explore and fully function in their environment both before and once they enter the public school system. They receive all kinds of health and developmental screenings. We provide meals every day, oral health and mental health supports, and we connect families with those supports too, with mental health and dental and physical supports, to ensure that children and adults are receiving the services that they need. And our family support coordinators help families to achieve their own goals, such as housing stability, continued education, and financial security. And you can hear that our other Catholic Charities programs are definitely resources for us if there's a need that a child has that can be served in another facet of Catholic Charities, which has, you know, very far-flung capabilities to reach the needs of all sorts of people across the spectrum. And we find that kids have improved educational outcomes way beyond the early childhood experience. They're more likely to graduate from high school, go to college, get a post-secondary degree and be certified. The development that happens in adulthood is enhanced, and positive parenting practices for the children in our programs are enhanced compared to kids who go to places other than Head Start. And we also serve children with special needs, where they receive such important early assessments and interventions that help them to learn and grow and to need less input and services later on. And Catholic Charities helps us to provide all that.
Thank you so much, Liza. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to get more into the Christmas festival at the Basilica. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
When it comes to getting health insurance, figuring out where to even begin can be the hardest part. So start here at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. 9 out of 10 people who enrolled through Maryland Health Connection last year got savings. Plus, rates are even lower this year, and there are new options with lower out-of-pocket costs, too. Enrollment ends December 15th, so don't put off getting a health plan. Start here at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. That's MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
When it comes to financial advice, there are a wealth of options out there. But is the advice you're getting clear and straightforward? With Fidelity Wealth Management, you'll have a financial advisor who helps you grow and protect your wealth. We'll offer strategies designed to reduce the impact of taxes while explaining our fees and your options. And we'll always offer clear recommendations for your full financial picture. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE SIPC.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks. In studio with me, Karen Eady, Program Director, My Sister's Place Women's Center, Anthony Blake Clark, Music Director, Baltimore Choral Arts Society, and on the phone, Liza Fry, Administrator, Catholic Charities Head Start. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Karen, can you share a story with us about a person or a family who has found a path to self-sufficiency with help from Catholic Charities in your program?
Sure. There are several stories, but I'm most impressed by my colleagues and coworkers. So I have at least 3 coworkers who currently work at My Sister's Place Women's Center who came through our doors as clients. So that means that these were women who were experiencing homelessness for one reason or another. I often been challenged to think about the reasons that people become homeless. But these 3 remarkable women came in as clients and through our Learn to Earn internship, which again teaches clerical or culinary skills. One of them has been able to become our administrative assistant. We have 2 others who were able to take advantage of the case management and supportive services there and our program assistance. So I think that that is the truest testament to some of the things that we like to do at My Sister's Place, is we really treat our ladies as friends and guests, and our guests become our colleagues and our coworkers just through the hard work of everybody in the program.
Do you think that makes a difference, having them there because they've experienced it themselves, so they maybe can have a bit of a deeper connection with some of the women coming through your door?
Absolutely. They often share their story with the ladies. It's often encouraging. It's one thing to say, I'm here to help you, but it's another one to say, I've been where you've been and I'm here to help you. And one of our program assistants, she even runs a workshop, and it's the most packed workshop that we offer, is because they connect with her on a different level.
So the holidays obviously are often talked about in terms of magic and family time. And we know that can be difficult and sometimes really hard for individuals and families who are struggling. What do you think is important for people to know about that?
Definitely holidays are stressful for, can be stressful for most people. But if you sort of add on that layer of not having somewhere permanent to lay your head, that's a whole nother added level of stress. And what we like to do at Catholic Charities, at My Sister's Place and other sites, is always treat our ladies with dignity and compassion. And so we always provide for them during the holidays and not forget for them that this is difficult. And we try our best to make this a loving and warm time for them. But yet and still, they need housing, they need love, and they need support. And I think platforms like this allow us to do the things that we can do to make our holidays for our ladies as wonderful as it could be, considering the circumstances.
To Blake, you're in your third year as music director of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, and you do a lot of Christmas and holiday concerts every year. What is so special about the Catholic Charities Christmas Festival at the Basilica?
Sure. Well, you're right. We do a whole lot of holiday activities in December. I think we have like 12 or 13 different performances. And so the choir is always very, very fatigued by the time New Year runs around. So, yes, the Christmas time is definitely the time where many people think of choral music and singing carols together. And that's absolutely what we're excited about. Of course, we do that on ABC2 every year at the Basilica. And that's one of the reasons why this is so special to us, is because we usually only sing at the Basilica once a year for that broadcast. And the Basilica actually is one of the chief reasons this concert is going to be so special. The space really lends itself to music, first of all. But second of all, it really does sort of telegraph to the audience and to the performers that it's a special time, it's a special place, and it really does feel like the Christmas season when you walk in the Basilica and hear all those wonderful tunes. We're really, really excited about this concert because of the opportunity to help people through this connection with Catholic Charities, and that this fundraiser will help so many people. It's also just such a magical moment in time when you get to hear this music with a full symphony orchestra, a large choir. It very much feels like the perfect way to ring in the Christmas season to me.
So this is happening, and tell people, where can they get, I see they can get tickets, cc-md.org/Christmas Festival. That's a good early holiday gift, actually, right? To get
Absolutely.
Tickets, take your friends and your family.
Absolutely.
To hear this wonderful singing from this wonderful choral, you know, group. And portion of each ticket is tax deductible, and it helps people to improve their lives and find self-sufficiency. Do you have the date? What is the date?
December 12th at 7:30 p.m.
December 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Basilica. Tell us a little bit about what the audience can expect to hear. I mean, don't give away everything.
Right.
You want some of it to be a surprise, but you can just throw a little our way.
Sure. There will be some surprises, of course, but you can expect to essentially be transported into essentially what I like to call like a Hallmark Christmas movie in concert form. It's just going to be very festive. It's going to really put you in the Christmas mood and Christmas spirit. Of course, there will be a full symphony orchestra. We'll do some Nutcracker excerpts from the ballet, the Tchaikovsky ballet. Of course, we'll have some of your favorite carols, some pieces by very famous composers who have become synonymous with Christmas music, like John Rutter, Sir David Wilcox, some of the more English choral tradition. And of course, like you said, some surprises too. And I think all of the music is enhanced by the space. And of course, the evening feels so much more warm and part of the Christmas spirit because of what we're doing, the reason why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I think classical music sometimes has this unfair, people have a biased opinion about it that, you know, it might be a little bit of a stuffy institution that can't help. But really what we're here to do, besides support the work of Catholic Charities, is to, of course, we can't change the world necessarily, but we don't have a military and we don't have all these things, but we have the ability to change the hearts and minds of people in power, through beautiful music and through the power of the text that we're singing. And so that's really the true reason why we do what we do, is to sort of inspire, radiate beauty in the world, and hopefully instigate and inspire change in people's hearts so that the world is a better place. And I think that this concert is certainly a very fitting place to do something like that.
Hey, you're right. You know, I always say that the world is a very, very huge puzzle and everybody has a piece.
Yes.
If everybody just puts the piece, it slowly comes together in a really great, positive way,
exactly.
Right?
It'll be a very musical puzzle.
Yes. Tell me a little bit, Baltimore Choral Arts Society, is it an age range of people that are a part of this?
Absolutely.
Do you have children?
We have children. So actually on December the 12th, you will see some high school children, or high school kids. They're not children anymore. So two high schools, Overly High School and Baltimore City College, will be joining us for some portions of the music, as well as the Morgan State University Choir.
Mm.
And so it's very much sort of a Baltimore choral community reunion type of concert. But Baltimore Choral Arts Society itself is very diverse and wide ranging in a number of ways. We have folks who just graduated from college. We have I have one founding member still singing in the chorus. So the chorus is 55 years old. So she's been singing in the chorus for quite a long time. She would be very angry if I told you her age. But we have folks all the way through the middle. We have professional musicians. We have very high level amateur musicians that pretty much could be professional if they wanted to. But they're lawyers, doctors, social workers, teachers. An extreme range of people. We have of course, choral music is very much by default gender equal, because we have to have sopranos and altos, and we have to have tenors and basses. I'm very proud of the progress we've made in cultivating racial diversity that more sort of accurately reflects Baltimore. Diversity in all types of ways. And it's something that I'm very proud of. So it's a wide ranging group of people. And the beautiful part of it is that on Monday evenings, we come together and none of it matters. In fact, our diversity is our strength. And we come together and we sing this beautiful music together and make a product that reflects such a diverse community, but such a unified community. So it's really exciting.
People that are listening, real quick, let them know how they can get in touch with you if maybe they want to audition, be a part of it,
right.
Any social media, website.
Right. We love auditions. We do them every year, and we always find wonderful people that have never been on our radars before. You can email me, and you can find all my information at Baltimore Choral Arts. That's C-H-O-R-A-L, baltimorechoralarts.org. That's also where you can find information about our tickets, and purchase tickets for any number of Christmas things. But you definitely don't want to miss this Catholic Charities event. That's how you can find us.
And Karen Eady, tell us how we can get in touch with My Sister's Place Women's Center.
One of the key ways is just through our Catholic Charities website. So Catholic Charities of Baltimore, look for My Sister's Place. We do have a list there of things that you can donate. If you'd like to donate to us outside of this concert, we hope to see everyone there. And we have a lot of lists of our wish lists are up there in line with the Christmas season. So that's how you can get in contact with us.
And Liza Fry, how do we get in touch with Catholic Charities Head Start?
The same way. Go to cc-md.org and follow the prompts to Head Start and come to the concert. We'll be there.
December 12th, 7:30 at the Basilica. 100% of proceeds benefit My Sister's Place Women's Center and Catholic Charities Head Start of Baltimore City. Thank you so much, Liza Fry. Thank you, Karen Eady. And thank you, Anthony Blake Clark, for coming on this program. Get your tickets. Christmas Festival at the Basilica, benefiting Catholic Charities and My Sister's Place Women's Center. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.